Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifting me higher.
Welcome back. 17 till Jackie Wilson. Bringing this back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. One of the reasons you might want to go there is to hear some of the things that Bill Hallal has taught us over the years. As a member of our Brain Trust, Dr. Bill Hallal is with us right now, and he's Professor Emeritus at George Washington University, the founder of the outstanding website and effort called TechCast. That's techcast.org, by the way. His book is called Technology's Promise. You're going to want to buy that. It's written by one of the smartest guys I know for people like me who can understand it. Bill, thank you for that, by the way.
Oh, sure.
And you got a new paper out called Business Strategy for the Technology Revolution. And in the previous segment, you kind of described what you call the virtuous cycle of, you know, it starts with knowledge, then knowledge turns to innovation, innovation turns to the actual tools or application, the IT, and then back around the knowledge. And it is a cycle, but you call it virtuous cycle, but if you're taking advantage, if you're using this cycle as a lever, it is virtuous. But if you're being clobbered by it, Bill, it's not virtuous, it's vicious. How do we stay on the virtuous side of this cycle?
Well, that's the challenge for business people today, to stay at the leading edge of their field. If they do not, other companies will take their place.
Right.
They will destroy the markets and products that they have been relying on for years.
Is it safe to say
all of this is changing very quickly? In 10 years or so, I think industries are all going to change the way they are now, newspapers and
right,
medicine and all of that. So I don't think any field is immune to this. It truly is a revolution, and so all business people have to start taking technology seriously as one of the main drivers of their strategy.
One of the things that's scary about this cycle that you're talking about, Bill, for a lot of businesses, especially big businesses, but small ones too, is that in the old days when you and I were pups, Bill, a company, you know, innovation had been going on forever. But you could almost predict where the next innovation was going to come from. You could watch that guy over there, or that lady over there, or that company over there. You could watch them because you knew whatever your next threat was going to, where it was going to come from, was going to come from one of those groups. Today, there's no telling where the next disruptor could come from. It could come from somebody you never even knew existed. What do you think?
Well, that's true, and that's what TechCast is about. TechCast is a virtual think tank tracking the technology revolution. I think we have the best forecasting system in the world, and it's intended to help executives understand where the next technologies are going to come from and how they will affect their business.
Well, I think
we can do this, but it takes a little effort, takes a little planning.
How does a small business stay on the virtuous side of this cycle of knowledge?
We lay out four parts to a strategic approach to staying on the right side. First, you track the technologies that are going to affect you, and there are lots of sources out there that you can use to do this. You don't have to do it yourself. TechCast would be one. Gartner, Forrester, all of those
mm-hmm.
people. But you have to do that. You have to find the technologies that are critical to your business, that are going to be disruptive, that are going to make your products and services obsolete. And you have to monitor those. That doesn't take a huge amount of effort, but it does take some planning. You have to do it. And then after that, then you look for the real challenge, and that is to take those disruptive technologies that could destroy your business and find the opportunities that they present. Netflix is a great example. We use Netflix, Apple, and Toyota as three examples.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix was really nothing about 10 years ago. Blockbuster dominated video rentals. But Reed understood that online video streaming was coming, and he got ahead of it. And now he dominates the field.
Right.
So that's a good
And he disrupted companies like Blockbuster.
Blockbuster is in bankruptcy now.
That's right.
It's just amazing what they did in just 10 years
mm-hmm.
by seeing the opportunity and pursuing it. And the same thing with Apple. I mean, what Apple has done with the iPod, iTunes, the iPhone,
right.
And they saw all these technologies coming there, you know, increasing computer power, displays, touch screen, all of that. And so they saw the opportunity, and Steve Jobs is really a genius at pulling those trends together and envisioning the products
right.
that are going to lead the new consumer media. And that's what he did. So he found the opportunities after a whole bunch of failures, by the way.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. So he didn't fear failure. He embraced failure. He embraced and he learned from those things. But, you know, Bill, one of the things that I've said for a long time that I think is the best way for a small business owner to think about being prepared for this cycle of knowledge you're talking about, being prepared to be on the right side, and that is to say to themselves, it's okay to fall in love with what I do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how I do it. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's right. That's right. The main function that you've been serving may remain the same, but the way it's delivered, the products, all of that is what could change.
Exactly.
So it doesn't have to totally destroy the organization. It just moves the organization at the leading edge. Keep it at the leading edge.
Right. But avoid getting on the bleeding edge, and that's just on the other side of the leading edge, by the way.
Exactly.
Just
a hair's, it's
a hair's breadth on the other side of the leading edge, and that's what you were talking about earlier about some of the failures of some of these innovators, and we've all been there for sure. Folks, this is fascinating. Bill's going to help us with some more of these ideas after these messages. Tintil, Bill Halal is our guest. Go to his website, techcast.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.